Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show, right here on Live 95.5. So, Bobby, I'm losing my voice, and I'm just going to crutch through it tonight.
Yeah, that's not good for a DJ.
But you sound okay. Just
thank you.
Maybe a little scratchy. Yeah. Scratchy voice, but that's okay.
Yeah, you sound a little more like Keith Richardson than normal.
Yeah.
Where's my guitar and 10 bags of dope? And I look like I'm 95 years old.
My microphone's like 2 feet below where it usually is.
Funny.
So look, we brought little D and Bay in studio because we figured they needed some Jesus. So we're going to make
them
listen. Yeah. Oh, I hear the door dinging. I think somebody just came in.
Yeah,
Mark Ryan just walks in the door.
Hey, Mark.
Come on in, Mark, and grab you a seat. Just bring you one in here. I think you need some Jesus, son.
Every day, more and more.
More Jesus.
Come on in, young man. We are live on the air, so just sweep on in here. Brother Bobby, you want to get us started off in prayer?
Okay, now that had a little bit of an Elvis connotation there.
Thank you very much, Jay.
All right, let's pray. Father God, we are thankful to you for your love, your mercy, your grace. You are incredible in every way, and we are thankful. We're thankful that you have included us in your eternal purpose in Jesus Christ. And so we come to offer ourselves for your service in any and every way you choose. Use us. Let the light of Jesus shine in our community. And let your glory be known in all the earth. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
The time is coming. Easter.
Easter is coming. The next great event on the Christian calendar is Easter.
Just think, he was nailed to that cross for our sins. Every one of us. Mankind.
Easter.
All generations. There we go.
There is so much packed into Easter. So much revelation and just knowledge of God and his character and who he is. It's incredible to think about and meditate upon all the little nuances of what happened at that.
And to know that God had it planned from the very beginning.
I believe that. An eternal purpose.
Exactly.
I do believe that Jesus was slain from the foundation of the earth. So the way I understand that is that it was planned from the beginning.
Exactly.
Before there was an earth or before there was whatever we know, the creation, that God had that plan. It's been about Jesus all along.
Exactly.
It never was really about Adam and Eve, and it certainly was not ever about us.
Exactly.
It was always about Jesus. And it's about us because he loves us and he did die for us. And so it's about us as we are in Christ. So if we can understand that and get that, we are really special.
Exactly.
No doubt. It's not saying we're not. It's just saying that, you know, when we think about God so many times, we think that, you know, it's about us. And that somehow, you know, he felt so sorry for us that he had to find somebody to die. And finally Jesus stepped up and said, okay, I'll do it. Somebody's got to do it. You know, the most scumbags. Okay, I'll go die for them. But that's not the gospel. Yeah. That is not the gospel at all. You know, I guess there's so much in Easter, but to me, one of the greatest expressions about Easter is God's love.
Right.
I mean, the cross is the greatest expression of love that there's ever been.
Right.
And you know, we may not can understand that, but I was thinking about, you know, any parent that's ever whipped their kid or spanked their kid, you know, and then the kid says, "You don't love me."
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
And you know how immature is that? Say again. Yeah.
Done out of love.
But
that's
that parent, you know, yeah, the parent did that. And the parent could point to so many things to say, well, hey, wait just a minute. You know, most parents just skip over it and go on. But, you know, you could very easily say, well, remember when I gave birth to you and remember all that food you ate and blah, blah, blah. Well, for God, the scripture says, remember Jesus went to the cross.
Right.
And, That's God's love. It's a demonstration. That's how he expressed that. And so today, I know in a lot of ways, we always want to hear God's voice, and we can, and we should.
Exactly.
But man, if we ever want to remember if God loves me or not, I just need to remember the cross. I don't.
That's it.
I don't have to have a brand new word, you know, for him to say, "Hey, by the way, I love you." You know. Now I just remember that Jesus went to the cross and went through all that he did, and that ought to be enough for us to know that God loves
right.
us. I mean, if he did that and he don't love us, then something's bad right. wrong with all that.
And for God to see Jesus on that cross suffering, what do you think would be going through him to see his son suffering like that for mankind, for everybody thereafter?
I don't think we can even imagine that.
I don't
we
either.
Speculate about it, but you know, that moment, you know, Jesus became sin. Whatever that means, he became sin. He embodied the sinfulness of all time, and at that moment, you know, God turned away. You know, I mean, you know, how could that be that
right.
he's looking upon his son and in all the that's ever been wrong, everything that's been bad, and his son became that, and he's watching that happen and then has to turn away.
Right.
I don't know. It's difficult to say, but once again, that ought to say to us, you know, we ought to be much more grateful that
exactly.
that he loves us, because exactly. whatever he did because he loved us. And it wasn't what there was no other motivation that he had.
And to me, it's such a huge link for non-believers right now that don't know him should know the love that he has for us, and that right there,
yeah,
should grab your attention.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when Adam and Eve sinned, in essence, they became enemies to God because they disobeyed, went against God, and so. So then all humanity became as enemies to God. And that's what the scripture teaches us, that we were the enemies of God because we were against him in so many ways. And so that's where the scriptures tell us that when we were the enemies of God, Jesus died for us. So if you can think about when you were at your worst, you remembered your worst, Daryl?
A lot.
When you were at your worst, when I was at my worst, at the most terrible I ever
exactly.
was, it was that much. That's where God loved me.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't think he ever loves me any more than that. I mean,
right.
his love was, he loved me. And that's when he died for us. And so that's what you're saying to people that may not know God or believe in God. That's the kind of love we're talking about.
Exactly.
It's not you got to get a clean up enough so you can go to church.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm
exactly.
going to quit this and quit that, and then I'll go to church.
Exactly.
No, shoot, no. That's a misunderstanding of the gospel. That's a very bad misapplication. No, God died for us when we're at our worst.
Right.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah, exactly. just to know that. I don't have to act a certain way. I don't have to try to prove myself just because of his love.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. He loves us freely, voluntarily. He loves us. He has chosen to do that. And that he loves us the way we were. I mean, we were his enemies. We were the
exactly.
worst. The worst we ever been. He loved us in that moment. The thing we might misunderstand about God is his expectation for us to change. So, you know, even though he loves us wherever we are, he has an expectation that we're going to be changed, that we're going to be transformed by the power of the Spirit.
Right.
So there's really nothing we have to do to change except love him back.
Right.
And when we do that, his Spirit transforms us. Go ahead. Yeah. Do what?
I just think that, you know, that non-believers should understand that, and they should also understand that time is so critical.
Mm-hmm.
Because I may be gone tomorrow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And let me tell you something, Bobby, I had a lifetime to accept him.
Absolutely.
So it's something
yes.
that I want everybody to know. Just because I may say something to you about Jesus,
mm-hmm.
I may say something to you about God, it's because I have love for you, because I want you to have everlasting paradise forever. That's what I want you to have.
Yeah.
So always remember, his love overshadows everything.
Mm-hmm.
So while you have that opportunity, don't worry about what other people think of you, what the news media is throwing out there every day, because they are nothing but mm-hmm. cruel, evil people is all they are.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to take that moment for you, for yourself,
mm-hmm.
to know that You can have that everlasting life. You can have that personal relationship with him. And when you do, you just get sucked up into it, mm-hmm. and you're ready to tell everybody else. You're ready to tell your family and friends about it, mm-hmm. because you love them that much. You want them to be right there with you.
Our opportunity is now in this life. That's the only opportunity we have to receive, acknowledge, believe that God loves us and respond to that. Absolutely, you're right. And it's a lot more critical than most people are probably going to give credit to it. And that's why so many people want to tell other people about Jesus.
Exactly. I mean, you're excited about it.
We want you to know how good he is and how good this is that we have. We have his presence within us.
Right.
And we have our eternal future secured. I mean, it is with him wherever and whatever that is, right. It's with him.
I just get so disappointed, though, when people will say, I may do it when I want to at a later time. Oh, let me tell you something. That time may be gone in a snap of a finger.
There's no guarantee on that. And I did the same thing.
Well, we all did.
I did that for a long time. Yeah, you know. And so, but, you know, that's worse than playing Russian roulette.
It is.
So it's better to go ahead now. Why wait?
I mean, exactly.
Why wait? And once we make that commitment, once we do that and know and understand God, then do we not regret not doing
right.
it sooner?
Exactly.
So if you're listening and don't know, just listen to those folks that do know and have been there and where you are, and just listen. It's better to go ahead and let God love you right now.
Because I can always remember, you know, when I didn't have him, and then when I did have a personal relationship with him, I gave my life to Christ, and I'm living my life, and I would always tell myself, not really others, but I always told myself, how did I live without him? I don't know.
Right.
I really don't know.
And I believe his grace is involved in that, too.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't really live without him.
Exactly.
Right?
But in my mind.
But in having that personal relationship and being born again, his presence within us, we didn't have that.
Right.
So that's what we didn't have.
Exactly.
But, yeah, certainly I think I would have perished long ago. B.C., had it not been for God.
Exactly.
And I think he's got plans for all of us, and who can understand the sovereignty of God, but it works out. And acknowledging that, I was telling somebody the other day, one of the things we ought to learn and get to and never vary from is believing that God is good.
Exactly.
Anytime you start entertaining anything other than that, there's an end of the road you don't want to see. I mean, you know, going down a road that you don't believe God is good,
right.
It never takes
exactly.
you to a good place. And somebody's wanting to explain, you know, why is there evil in the world and why do things happen the way they do. And I understand that we all want some of those answers. But whatever we do, we must come to a place to believe God is good.
Right.
And Easter proves that to me.
Exactly.
Easter proves that God is always good because he loved us enough to give his son. Everything else, even if we can't explain it,
right.
Let's believe that God is good. And there's another explanation that we don't know other right. than God's not good.
And I think a lot of it comes out whenever we have loved ones that'll pass away.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the first thing to say? Why did God do that for him?
Right.
We didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I went through that whole pain and experience, you know, when we lost our child in Iraq. And my wife would always say, why did God take my child? And I'm like, he didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't take your child. But it was just something hard for her to comprehend. You know, we live in an imperfect world.
Absolutely.
And that's just the way it is.
It's a fallen world.
It is.
It is what it is. It's going to be what it is. There's no hope for the world outside of Jesus Christ.
Oh, exactly.
So,
this world's lost.
So, you know, I know that on some political level, we look at our world and we want things to be better and we're
it ain't gonna
to
happen.
Be better, but
it ain't gonna happen.
It
ain't gonna happen.
Jesus is the solution.
Exactly.
He's the only solution.
Exactly.
So life may go on in certain ways and some things may improve, some things deteriorate, but there's no peace without Jesus Christ.
You know, and you see these people every day because they want to have hope. You know, I would say one of the biggest ones would be in the 70s when Jimmy Carter was president. Jimmy Carter wanted world peace. And to this day, he wants world peace. And why he can't understand that it's never going to happen. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
It's never going to happen, Jimmy.
So. No, it's not. It's not going to happen. Not on that level.
No,
it'll never happen.
But there's a lot of people out there that's exactly what they want.
Yeah,
yeah, ain't going to happen.
Yeah, well, no. They make songs and movies and all kind of things about it. And I guess it's okay to dream about.
Oh yeah,
it's just
it
not
is.
Realistic.
Yeah.
So it's fantasy. But there will be world peace.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And that need to think about. But all that has to do with Easter. Jesus went to the cross, and he did make peace. He made peace between humankind and God.
Exactly.
And so no longer are we his enemy. No, no more. No more. So there will be, everything will be reconciled into Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And so the way I see that, you know, what's going on in the world now, maybe it's, you don't explain everything, but... So God did introduce a solution. Jesus is the solution. So the solution to all the problems of the world has already been established, and it is Jesus, and now we're seeing that being worked out, and eventually all of that will be reconciled into him. And so it's kind of like that parable in the scriptures about well, we could use a different one, but the one about the leaven and the dough. You know, you got a big lump of dough. You put a little leaven in. Well, eventually that little leaven leavens the whole lump.
Exactly.
Well, Jesus has been introduced into the world, and ultimately he will solve every issue. And that's happening right now. I believe that's what's going on.
Exactly.
I do not believe that evil is greater than Jesus. I don't believe that.
Never will be.
It may look like it, but you know, right. The scriptures say we don't yet see everything subjected to him, but everything is subjected to Jesus.
Exactly.
God. Just because we don't see it don't mean it's not true. And so that's the way I see where the world is. And Easter is when he defeated so many enemies.
Right.
On the cross.
And just to know that in the end, when he will bind him with chains and put him in, cast him in the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. That's powerful.
Yeah.
That's an end right there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So he's got the power. Yeah. He is the ultimate.
Yes.
He is the Almighty.
And you know, Satan is not omnipotent, omnipresent, you know, omniscient. He don't know everything. He's not all present. Not all that. None of that. God is all that. Satan is none of that. And so I don't know exactly how that played out, but you know, just imagine that he thought he'd killed Jesus.
Right.
Can you just imagine that moment when Jesus knocked on the door and said, "Hey, I'm here for my keys."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, you know, talking about shock and awe. I mean, there's some shock and awe. You know?
I just can't imagine what them people thought.
Yeah, I know.
You know, when he's walking back on earth.
Yeah.
Thought he was dead.
And, you know, the scriptures say that if they'd have knew what they were doing, they wouldn't have done it.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
exactly
like,
right.
I mean, they thought they knew what they were doing, right. But they didn't know they were going to kill this guy and he's going to come back.
Yeah.
You know, not only did, you know, they couldn't defeat him, they couldn't defeat him with death.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, Easter just the most exciting time.
It is.
I mean,
it is.
Golly, I wish we could talk about it from now on, but just while he was on the cross, there was so much happened while he was hanging on the cross, and we may talk about that later, but. I mean, you know, there were people come out of the graves and the earth shook and the sky, everything went dark at noontime. I mean, there was a lot of things happened when Jesus was on the cross. I mean, you know, it wasn't an average day.
No.
That day.
And there he was with a man on each side of him.
Mm-hmm.
And one got everlasting life.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yep.
Could you imagine, though, Bobby, being on that cross right beside Jesus? And you were able to get everlasting life.
Yeah.
I mean, how powerful is that at the last moment when you need it?
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that happened. You know, that blows so many people's theology. Is just
exactly.
Crazy, you know, and I just love that happened. That just shows God. I mean, he can do whatever. And in that moment, in that instant.
Exactly.
Didn't have to work for it, earn it, or whatever.
I know. You're right.
He's like, I believe you're the guy. He's okay, we'll be together.
Yeah.
This is all over. We're going to hang out later. Yeah.
How sweet is that?
Wow. Yeah, man.
And everybody out there listening right now, you have that same opportunity to right now to have that same place that you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll just take the moment and do it.
So I just say, you know, get your focus off of what's wrong with you and what you've done that's wrong. Just get your focus off that and get your focus on to Jesus Christ.
That's it.
Who he is and what he's done is incredible. And when you see him, I believe that's how we're changed. As we look at Jesus, as we behold him, then we become like him.
Right.
You know, that's the power of that. And, of course, that's not a physical thing. That's an inner thing. And I certainly believe what we focus on expands. And so the more we think about what's wrong with me or what I've done that's wrong, that gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But when I think about Jesus and how good he is and what he's done, he gets bigger than all my sins and all my troubles.
Exactly.
Just think about Jesus. Focus on Jesus. And this Easter season is a good time to do that.
Yep.
Just focus on what happened on that cross and in that grave.
And even knowing how hard your life is right now, because I'm going through some trials and tribulations, and maybe Bay's going through some things right now. Maybe Mark Ryan's going through some stuff right now.
I would assume everybody is.
Exactly. And to know, and to know, hey, guess what?
Yeah.
I've got a plan for you.
Yeah.
And my plan is the perfect plan. Mm-hmm. And it may not come out right now within the next few weeks. It may in the next few years. And as time goes by, you'll understand it. Exactly. But as he reveals things to you, then you realize, now I know why this happened and why that happened for.
Yeah,
I was trying to rush him.
Oh, always. always.
There you go. You just got to stew in there and just take your time.
Yeah, definitely.
Believe faith.
God has a whole different view of time and life than we do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, God's the kind of being that sends a guy into the wilderness for 40 years to train to lead his folks out of Egypt. You know, it's like 40 years. Really? It took 40 years? Okay. So, you know.
Yeah. Bring the servants out.
So there's so much involved in Easter, and I pray that we get a greater revelation of that. It says here in Romans that if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?
Exactly.
I mean, that he did not spare his own son.
Exactly.
But he gave him up for us all. That's incredible. It just about brings tears to my eyes every time I think about how wonderful that is. And
indeed.
How good God's love is. So if he did that when we were his enemies, then why do we doubt him? Do we think he's holding out on us?
Right. You know?
We feel like God's holding back or holding out. He is not. He is not holding out, holding back.
Exactly.
He will graciously give us all things in Jesus Christ.
That's right. And if you want to hear this personally, you can at 1200 Welty Road, New Life Church, right here in Coleman. Brother Bobby Hill is there every Sunday and is willing and wanting to teach you about Jesus.
Absolutely.
Because he is the only way.
No doubt.
Thank you, Brother Bobby, for again helping us all out, letting us have the knowledge that we need.
God is good.
Coming up, Mark Ryan, Bay Brook. They're going to jam out with their guitars. We're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about Jam Fest 2018, April 21st at Camp Liberty in Battleground, Alabama, with headliner Nashville recording artist Wes Brown. It's going to be a good time. This is the Big D Radio Show. We'll be back in just a moment. He looked at me while I saw an off special question. I'm doing something wrong. I said, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll never make a same man.
When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Coleman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410. 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
No longer new, but still all Cullman. We are Cullman's independent radio station. Live 95, WRJMLP, Cullman.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com.
Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95cullman.com today. Or visit our website, live95cullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Cullman's independent radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
I'm Ed Horrell, founder of The Kindness Revolution. Today we want to say thank you to the over 62 million in the U.S. who volunteer their time for various organizations. That's a staggering number, 62 million. But according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, that number is actually on the decline, possibly as much as 4% lower than a few years ago. So our challenge this week is simple. Do two things. First of all, if you know of someone who's volunteering their time for a good cause, tell them thank you. Whether it's a soup kitchen, coaching an athletic team, or singing in the choir, why not take a minute and say thanks? But just as importantly, why not take a look and see what each of us can do to volunteer a little time to help a good cause? Causes doing good and in need of volunteers are everywhere, so they won't be hard to find. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
welcome back to the Big D Radio Show with me losing my voice. Bae, you think you might could do that song one of these days? Shattered.
I will see. I'm trying to learn a whole bunch of stuff.
So Jay, this is for you. Danielle and I was outside just now talking about beepers back in the day.
It's like a walk down memory lane, isn't it?
Listen, Jay. Everybody had a beeper in their pocket, and they would sit there and look at it, and I guess reset it, and I'm like, hey, you ain't even got a phone to call anybody. Why you got a beeper for? I mean, really, does it make any sense?
You have to go find the nearest payphone. Millennials are like, what's a payphone?
What is a payphone, and what is a beeper?
I never use it.
Look, I never had a beeper, never wanted one, so it's not like I had a phone to call somebody. It would be calling Bae to sing us a song,
so
I guess.
He was telling me, this is the funny part of the story, y'all. He was telling me that he worked at
Rally's Hamburgers.
Well, $5 an hour.
Yeah, my brother and sister were the managers, so I was back here cooking fries and stuff, so. But everybody there had a beeper.
I mean, if you want to fly back to the 90s, I mean, you got to talk about, what was it, L-rods, which we referred
yes.
to as grease rods.
Yes.
And Hot Now, man, that was the bomb.
Look, I worked there for one night.
Did you?
Yes. When the very first opened.
What did you learn in that one night you worked there?
That we sold cheap hamburgers for 49 cents and fries.
Yeah. That's why I could afford it as a college student.
Jay ate there every day, I bet.
Not every day, but hey, they had Mountain Dew. That's all that mattered. So.
That's it.
Could take a date and afford it.
Oh, yeah. You could take a date and have money to spare with a 49-cent hamburger.
Hey, do y'all want to hear the story of how I actually got involved in radio?
Yes, tell us.
All right. 1994. I'm a junior in high school, and I have mastered the morning trivia contest on the former 1340 AM that also became 95.5 FM before we became 95.5 FM. And I would win morning trivia, you know, once a month, and I would get my little 6-inch Subway sandwich and my little set of movie passes, and I'd pick a random date. And,
awesome.
They finally got tired of giving me that stuff and kind of talked myself into weekend radio duty.
Well, how about that?
But
that's
then
cool.
I couldn't win anymore, so, and the rest is history, as they say. So.
How about that? That's a good
cool.
story.
Yeah, that is.
Good story.
Couldn't tell you what any of the trivia questions were now, but they must have been easy. So.
Yeah. It wasn't nothing like Jeopardy, was it?
No.
So, Bae, look, you've been all over the place.
Wow, it's been a busy week.
Wow. I seen your picture on Facebook over at Guitars and More.
Yeah, and then I went to Athens, was it Tuesday?
Yep, on the Jamie Cooper show.
That actually went really good.
Was it good?
Yeah, first time being on there, that was great.
Look, I remember Jamie Cooper back in the 80s when he was on Channel 31 in Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah. That was a long time ago. Because actually, when I got in the DJ business in 1985, two guys that I was actually helping at that time, one of them worked at Channel 31 in Huntsville.
Oh, okay, cool.
Worked there for years, so how about that?
Yeah, he's super lively in the morning.
And is he?
6:30, I was like, I need some coffee.
Now.
Yeah. I am not a morning person now, but I was back then, and it's like, yeah, first thing you do, load. And I saw you doing this, Big D, load up on the Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Didn't you post a picture of Mountain Dew like the other day or something?
And yeah, my NOS.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that's sugar free NOS.
He is addicted to NOS.
So look,
I love NOS.
Oh yeah, look up. Yeah, here for the last couple of days, I'm up at 2:30. You know, 2:30 and 3 o'clock, I'm running out the door. So
he brings them home and slams them in the refrigerator, and then there they are. That's how it goes. And you know, he's got to have.
I used to buy them by the pallet.
Oh yeah, that's good.
If
that's
he
good.
Could buy them by the pallet he, and find
oh, yeah,
them,
would.
He'd buy them.
They're
cheap. Sugar-free
NOS.
At
Sam's.
No, yeah, about
they don't
so
carry them.
No, we go to Sam's all the time. We can't find them.
When do you go to Sam's and Coleman?
I wish.
I know.
So what are you going to play for us tonight, Bae?
Well, I'm actually going to play Alvin's song.
Alvin?
Yeah, Alvin Garrett, the guy that met me yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a super great guy. And this song, I relate to this song so much, especially, you know, doing things on my own. You know, I'm coming from Coleman, Alabama. I'm not signed to a label. So, I mean, you really have to break things up and, I mean, just play out anywhere.
Right.
So, I mean, when he heard me do this song and him writing it and him saying that he could feel that I connected with it and stuff and, you know, said that I could play it, it was just insane. So,
how cool is that?
If you're watching, this is by myself. I've been rejected too many times in my life, and I won't take no for an answer anymore. Seems all these walls been erected to stop my dreams, but I won't let that be a factor anymore. If you don't stay with me, if you don't go with me, I'm still gonna go on by myself. If you don't vibe with me, if you don't believe in me, I'm still gonna go on by myself. I've got this burning fire deep in my soul, and I can't escape this lonely flame. My journey may go down a rugged road, but I keep pressing on, cause I'm not afraid anymore. If you don't stand with me, if you don't go with me, I'm still gonna go on by myself. If you don't vibe with me, if you don't believe in me, I'm still gonna go on by myself. I can see clearly now, my future's my responsibility. If no one wants to help me carry my cross, I still gotta go on, on. If you don't stand with me, if you don't stand with me, if you don't go with me, I'm still gonna go on by myself. If you don't vibe with me, if you don't believe in me, I'm still gonna go on by myself. I'm still gonna go on. Sometimes I feel like I wanna throw my hands up, cause I can't breathe. I still gotta go on by myself. I still gotta go on. If you don't stay with me, if you don't go with me, I'm still gonna go on by myself. If you don't vibe with me, if you don't believe in me, I'm still gonna go on by myself.
That was awesome. That really was. I mean, that
is that not just such a powerful
it
song?
Was,
I mean, not for
it
just
was.
A singer, but I mean,
it
like,
was.
I like the lyrics.
It was.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Very powerful.
I don't do any shout outs, but I'm going to give a shout out to a young lady that sent me a friend request a few weeks ago. Don't even know her, but I'm going to say hey to you, Lucira Adams. She's around the Florence area.
Yeah,
a young
Lucira.
Lady. And yeah. And so I've been watching her on Facebook singing,
she's
got a powerful little voice. So we may invite her on the Big D Radio Show one of these days.
That's awesome.
So that'd be cool.
As long as you're giving shout outs, I've got to give one out.
Go ahead,
Chris Greer. He
pull the mic to you.
He presented me with this opportunity to begin with. I'm not sure it's on.
Probably not.
The opportunity to begin with, and
yeah, there it is. There it
I'm
is.
Grateful.
There it is.
To Chris and
apparently
Rowan.
Apparently, there's a mute button on there.
Sorry you couldn't be here, Rowan. We miss you.
Somebody on the other show must have said Star Wars. And
yeah.
Then all, boop, whoop, well, they're gone. Yeah, that's what happened. So.
Oh, you got gremlins in the studio, Jay.
Yeah.
So, Christopher Greer, is he doing the choo-choo train tonight or something?
I believe he's with his family.
Oh, he's with his family. Okay, that's cool. We all need family time. That's for sure.
Oh, he sets a very good example in that regard. His family
That's awesome.
Comes first.
So, look, we have to remind you every moment, JamFest 2018 is going to be April 21st at Camp Liberty in Battleground, Alabama. It's right there on 157 Highway. You can't miss the largest American flag being flown in North Alabama. Baybrook is going to be jamming at JamFest 2018 along with Overflow and Ben Mosley and the Contraband, as well as Bama Country, Jesse Priest from Holly Pond. What a powerful voice he has. Mm-hmm. And Nashville recording artist Wes Brown is going to possibly ride up the stage on his Harley, and then he is going to rock. I mean, it's going to be an incredible show. We have plenty of room. We've got plenty of seats. You can bring your lawn chairs with you and just have a good time. I mean, there's just no places in Coleman to watch music.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line. I mean, you can't go nowhere.
You can go in like little honky-tonks and barbecue places. But, I mean, this is a venue where you can bring lawn chairs. You can bring coolers, hang out all day.
Exactly. So it's not going to be you're rushed. You're not rushed. This is from 3 p.m. until midnight.
They're not kicking you out and out of clock. I mean, exactly. You can bring a blanket. You can just chill. Yes. I mean, it's only $10. So.
$10.
And it's good for the whole family.
It is. Yeah. Good for the whole family. Man, it's going to be fun. We're going to have food there to eat. And it's just going to be a nice atmosphere, a nice country setting out there in Battleground. It's not like you're going through, you know, rush hour traffic in the big city to try to get there. I mean, you got plenty of time to get there. Mm-hmm. And we got plenty of parking for you. I may even have a golf cart that we may wheel you down to the amphitheater when you park. And it's just going to be fun.
Cool.
You know, maybe we'll give some folks an opportunity to meet Bay and Mark. And
I will be having shirts.
There you go. Going to have
more
shirts.
Surprises.
All right. Shirts for sale by Bay.
Stay tuned.
With the big red lips, by the way.
I don't know. I'm going to be proud to be one of the first ones wearing that.
Did you get the one with the lace on it?
No. It hasn't.
Look, me and Chris Greer enjoyed messing with you that
gonna
one
get,
day.
The frilly cuffs.
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
I said one of them.
Christopher Greer started it, and I just joined in.
He was talking about a collar. Was they say cuffs?
No, it was.
He was going to put lace on it somehow.
I'll get you a V-neck soon. Bye.
V-neck soon. V-neck's coming.
Who's printing your shirts, Bay?
Creative Design.
Creative Design. There you go.
I talked to Jesse today. They were
awesome.
Super nice.
Jesse is
the
band.
They're our personal friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, they do everything. They do all cosmic sound and wrapped my car, and they do it all.
Yeah.
Mark Ryan, are you singing in that?
I am. Bay's kind enough to share her instrument. Mine is unreliable to stay in tune. Bay suggested quite a while ago this song, recently popularized by Tyler Childers, called Rock, Salt, and Nails.
Let's hear it.
On the banks of the river, where the willows hang down, wild birds all warble, with a low morning sound, down in the hollow, where the river runs cold, it's where I first listened to the lies that you told. Now I lie on my back, and I see your sweet face in a past I remember that I cannot erase. And the letters you wrote me, they were written in shame. And I know that your conscience still echoes my name. Now if women were birds, if the ladies were thrushes, well, I'd lie there for hours in the chilly cold marshes. If the ladies were squirrels, them high bushy tails. I'd load up my shotgun with rock salt and nails. I'd load up my shotgun with rock salt and nails.
I'm telling you, yes. that almost put me in like a chilled out mood listening
Thank
to that.
So
I wanted to get me an adult beverage when I was listening to that. Awesome.
Thank you for the suggestion.
Awesome. I'll take a margarita and listen to Mark Ryan.
Well, now.
No, my dad knows that song. He's on
music. That was
good
awesome.
Taste in music. So,
hey, look.
Educated in music.
Bay and I almost shared a margarita right then. I'm telling you. All right, Bay, you're up next.
You know, I may anything have played this on here before, but I love it. It's been stuck in my head all day. Right to Be Wrong by Joss Stone.
All right.
Yeah. I got a right to be wrong. My mistakes is what made me strong, yeah. I'm stepping out to the great unknown. I'm feeling wings I've never flown. I got a mind on my own, yeah. So just leave me alone. Got out to be wrong. I've been heading too long. I've got to break free so I can finally breathe. I got out to be wrong. I'm gonna sing my own song. I may be singing out of key, but it sure feels good to me. No, got out to be wrong. You're entitled to your opinion, but it's really my decision. No turning back, I'm on a mission. If you care, don't blur my vision. Let me be all I could be. Don't smother me with negativity. Whatever's out there waiting for me, I'm gonna face it willingly. Yeah, I got a right to be wrong. Ooh, I'm on a circuit, that's what's made me strong. I got a right to be wrong. Ooh, have you ever been wrong? We all got the right to be wrong. Ooh, I know we've all been wrong. I got a right to be wrong. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So just leave me alone.
That was great. That was awesome.
I can't remember if I played that in here or not.
That was awesome.
I love that song.
That was great. Wow.
Did I play it at the end? Yeah, he may be right. I may have played it at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
That song is so good. I mean, it really is.
It was, yeah.
Thank you. Oh, I love Joss.
So, look, only because I can see the live Facebook screen sometimes, I want to give a shout-out to my dear, dear friend Dawn Owens in charge of the link. We want to get her back on the Big D Radio Show pretty soon. And look, I may have something special just for Dawn in the future, and I'm not going to tell her right now, but I think I am. By the way, as soon as Jam Fest 2018 is over, I've got something else up my sleeve. So it's going to be interesting. As soon as Jam Fest 2018 is over, I'm going to reveal what else I'm going to produce. So
awesome.
It'll be exciting news.
No, look,
I'm going to keep you hanging.
Okay. I remember you saying something about going down to a condo later this year. You know, you can't stay too busy. You got to leave. Leave that window open because we're going to hold you to that. Something about a week in a condo playing music on the beach.
Weekly.
I am a man of my word, so I will take y'all to the condo, and we will hang out. And look, we may even go out in front of the condo and throw some tip jars up and let y'all play. How cool would that be?
That'd be cool.
And
I were talking about going up to Gatlinburg once I get my bike. And
there you go.
Hey, I'm gonna be up there next week, so y'all. Next, anybody's up there.
Next week, Gatlinburg. Next week,
anybody who's in Gatlinburg is to see the incomparable Bay Brook.
There you go. She'll have the tip jar out there. Big old garbage can. Just fill that baby full. We don't want no pennies. We want 20s and 100s in there. Is all we want. She's got to pay some bills. Come on. She needs a new guitar and new drums and mics. Oh, yeah. You always need plenty of guitars.
If you check out Bay's Facebook, she's got a roster of events coming up.
Yes, she does.
There's more getting added to it. So
she's turning into
I told you, world tour is happening. That's all it is.
It's
crazy.
It's coming fast.
That's awesome, though. It's exciting.
It is. It's really exciting. I'm super thankful because, I mean, a year from today, I mean...
Exactly.
It's been great.
That's awesome.
I'm very thankful.
From this day,
it'll
be even greater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So much can happen in a year. I mean, like...
It really can.
God's plan, like we was just talking about. I mean, like, you can't imagine. So much can happen in a year.
Right. I can just imagine Bay sitting, you know, I mean, playing a guitar in the bedroom. I wonder what can happen for me. Well, now you're seeing it.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get better.
Yeah.
So that's the cool thing about it, you know?
Yeah.
So more things are on the horizon. Yeah, never settle.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't either. And once I made a goal, I'm like, okay, what can I do now? Just keep pushing.
I got to top it.
Yeah.
That's the way I am. I got to top it. And unfortunately with me, you know, being in the DJ business, I'm always thinking, how am I going to top my next show? And I'll go spend more money and top my next show. Always about being successful.
Yeah.
Mark Ryan is grabbing the guitar, so he's got something else in store for us.
Thank you for letting me use this. It plays very, very well.
Yeah, yes, and it sounds great.
It does.
Are y'all familiar with Rich Mullins at all?
Yes.
The author of Awesome God?
I have heard of him.
He's one of my favorite songwriters, especially Christian music. Just absolutely brilliant lyricist and beautiful musician. He was taken before his time. But this was one of his. It's called If I Stand.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Ryan.
There's more that rises in the morning than the sun, more that shines in the night than just the moon, more than just this fire that keeps me warm, and a shelter that is larger than this room. There's a loyalty that's deeper than mere sentiment, the music higher than the songs that I can sing. The stuff of earth competes for the allegiance that I owe only to the giver of all good things. So if I stand, let me stand on the promise that you will pull me through. And if I can, let me fall on the grace that first brought me to you. And if I sing, let me sing for the joy that is born in me these songs. And if I weep, let it be as a man who is longing for his home. There's more that dances on the prairies than the wind, more that pulses in the ocean than the tide. It's a love that's fiercer than the love between friends, more gently than a mother when her baby's by her side. There's a loyalty that's deeper than mere sentiment, and a music higher than the songs that I can sing. Stuff of earth competes for the allegiance that I owe only to the giver of all good things. So if I stand, let me stand on the promise that you will pull me through. And if I can, let me fall on the grace that first brought me to you. And if I sing, let me sing for the joy that is born in me these songs. And if I weep, let it be as a man who is longing for his home. So if I stand, let me stand on the promise that you will pull me through. And if I can, let me fall on the grace that first brought me to you. And if I sing, let me sing for the joy that is born in me these songs. And if I weep, let it be as a man who is longing for his home. And if I weep, let it be as a man who is longing for his home.
Awesome. Loved it. Loved it.
Thank you.
All right, we are pushed for time, but we're going to try to get one more song in before we get out of here. So, look, this is what I want to hear. I want to hear some Jewel. I want to hear some Jewel. All
right.
No pressure. I don't care what she's saying. I just want to hear some Jewel.
Care if I throw in?
Jump in there, sing, young man.
You live the life you know that on TV. They think they're better than you, and you agree. He says, oh my gosh, but I'm the cover cross that says, come here, boy, there ain't a nummy for free, yeah. Another doctor's bill, a lawyer's bill, another cute cheap thrill. You know you love him if you put him in your will, but who will save your soul when it comes to flower now? Who will save your soul as those lies you told, boy? Who will save your soul if you won't save your soul? Won't let it die, da 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 da. Some will hustle, some will bustle, some will custom. The cops want someone to bust down on Orleans Avenue, yeah. Another day, another dime, another war, another tie. We'll end up where the homeless have their homes. So we pray to many different gods our flower, but we'll call religion our friend. So what about saving our soul? Pray that God will take his soul, but we forget to begin, no. Who will save your soul if you can save your own? La da 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 da.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's
what I wanted to hear. Perfect. Don't forget JamFest 2018, April 21st, Camp Liberty, Battleground, Alabama. We've got six huge acts that's going to be there from 3 p.m. until midnight. It's going to be nothing but F-U-N. That's fun, in case you can't tell. That's fun.
That's a fun.
You can check out Triple Threat next Tuesday night on Understanding the Law. Little D, Big D, and Coleman attorney Melvin Haston. And possibly Tommy Drake. What a great guy he is. So you can check us out Tuesday, Understanding the Law, 6 p.m. Quick prayer. We're out of here. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, God, for your love. Lord, most importantly, we thank you for Jesus Christ and what he done for us, Father, to give us everlasting life. We just give you the praise and honor that you deserve every moment that we live. We praise you, we love you, and we give you all the glory. And Lord, we thank you for this show and for all the guests. And Lord, we just know that you're with us each and every moment that we live. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So God bless America, and most importantly, no, God bless you, and most importantly, God bless America. I'm dyslexic.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer.